In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God for each other, and for the way God is with us through all the pain of life. Help us, Lord. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here is a wise virgin from among the number of the prudent who went forth with a lighted lamp to meet Christ. Celebrate this great nun, great mystic saint, responsible for the private prophecy of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the first Friday devotion, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Our Father, who art in heaven, help us. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Don't feel bad for me. I'll probably be over it soon. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and teach us to pray. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Here is a wise virgin who, from among the number of the prudent, went forth with a lighted lamp. You are my refuge, Lord. You are all I desire in life. Psalm 142. With all my voice I cry to the Lord. With all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him. I tell him all my distress, while my spirit faints within me. But you, O Lord, know my path. On the way where I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, not one who cares for my soul. You are my refuge, Lord. You are all that I desire in life. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said, you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You are my refuge, Lord. You are all that I desire in life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. A canticle from, we pray, from Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. How great he is. even when it seems insane, how great you are. A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Let us be attentive. The caption is, Promises of Salvation in Zion. The word of the Lord of armies came. Thus says the Lord of armies, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of armies, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of armies, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in her streets. Thus says the Lord of armies, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it be these days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of armies. Thus says the Lord of armies, lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. With faithfulness and justice, thus says the Lord of armies, let your hands be strong, you who in these days hear these words spoken by the prophets on the day when the foundation of the house of the Lord of armies was laid for the building of the temple. For before these days there were no wages for men or hire for beasts. Those who came and went had no security from the enemy, for I set every man against his neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as in former days, says the Lord of armies, for it is the seed time of peace. The vine shall yield its fruit, the land shall bear its crops, and the heavens shall give their due. All these things I will have the remnant of the people possess. Just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, that you may be a blessing. Do not fear, but let your hands be strong. Thus says the Lord of armies, as I determined to harm you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of armies, and I did not relent. So again in these days I have determined to favor Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Do not fear. Then these are the things you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Let there be honesty and peace in the judgments at your gates. And let none of you plot evil against another in his heart, nor love a false oath. For all these things I hate, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of armies, there shall yet come peoples, the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall approach those of another and say, come, let us go to implore the favor of the Lord. And I too will go to seek the Lord. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of armies in Jerusalem and to implore the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of armies, in those days 10 men of every nationality, speaking different tongues, shall take hold. Yes, every shall take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, let us go with you. For we have heard that God is with you. Responsory prayer. Thus says the Lord, I will rescue my people from the land of the east and from the lands of the west. Let your hands be strong, you who hear, you who hear these words proclaimed by the prophets. You are the children of the prophets, heirs of the covenant God made with our fathers. Let your hands be strong, you who hear these words proclaimed by the prophets. I thank you for qualifying me even when I wasn't qualified, Lord. I thank you for your luminous gift of mercy. From a letter by St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, Virgin, We must know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge. It seems to me that our Lord's earnest desire to have his Sacred Heart honored in a special way is directed toward renewing the efforts of redemption in our souls. For the Sacred Heart is an inexhaustible fount, and its sole desire is to pour itself out into the hearts of the humble so as to free them and prepare them to lead lives according to his good pleasure. From this divine heart, three streams flow endlessly. The first is the mercy. The first is the stream of mercy for sinners, the mercy stream. It flows into their hearts. It pours into their hearts sentiments of contrition and repentance. The second is the stream of charity, which helps all in need and especially aids those seeking perfection to find the means of surmounting their difficulties. From the third stream flow love and light for the benefit of his friends who have attained perfection. These he wishes to unite to himself so that they may share his knowledge and commandments and in their individual ways devote themselves wholly to advancing his glory. This divine heart is an abyss of all blessings, and into it the poor should submerge all their needs. It is an abyss of joy in which all of us can immerse our sorrows. It is an abyss of lowliness to counteract our foolishness, an abyss of mercy for the wretched, an abyss of love to meet our every need. Therefore, you must unite yourselves to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, both at the beginning of your conversion, in order to obtain proper dispositions, and at the end, in order to make reparation. Are you making no progress in prayer? Then you need only offer God the prayers which the Savior has poured out for us in the sacrament of the altar. Offer God his fervent love in reparation for your sluggishness. In the course of every activity, pray as follows. My God, I do this or I endure that in the heart of your Son, and according to his holy counsels. I offer it to you in reparation for anything blameworthy or imperfect in my actions. Continue to do this in every circumstance of life, and every time that some punishment, affliction, or injustice comes your way. Say to yourself, accept this as sent to you by the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, in order to unite yourself to him. But above all, preserve peace of heart. This is more valuable than any treasure. In order to preserve it, there is nothing more useful than renouncing your own will and substituting for it the will of the Divine Heart. In this way, his will can carry out for us whatever contributes to his glory, and we will be happy to be his subjects and to trust entirely in him. Responsory prayer. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and clever and revealing them to little children. Yes, Father, this is what you have willed. The God of my heart is my portion forever. Yes, Father, this is what you have willed. Grant us your grace and your purity, Lord. Grant us your fervent striving and emptiness of self so that we can begin to let our minds not focus on ourselves, not focus on our misery, not focus on our expectations or hopes, but be fully present to you now. Breathe in me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Stir my heart to defend all that is holy and to love only that which is holy. Christ extolled those who practice virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate. Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaidens burning brightly. Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith. You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your holy virgin. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque, give us constant joy through your intercession. You've admitted the Holy Virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast. Look upon Bill and grant him your help, your comfort and healing. Look upon all the people in our community who are unemployed or underemployed. Help them find the help that they need and the skills they need. Look upon Michael and help him with his academics. Look upon Father Rob and prepare him for any of the challenges he needs to face in order to be your witness on this apostolic journey. Look upon Father Jim, wherever he is, and save him on this special day when we celebrate the Sacred Heart and the Messenger of the Sacred Heart. Pray for us, gathering all of our prayer. Pray for my brother and sister. I've been gone for so long. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Lord, pour out on us the riches of the Spirit with which you bestowed so generously on St. Margaret Mary. May we come to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all human understanding, and be filled with the fullness of God. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, Father Robert Provost, and for all of his intentions, especially the Pope's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For our plenary indulgence, our equivalent wishes for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.